Governor David Ige accepted the Halava Animal Quarantine Station site for construction of a new replacement facility for the Oahu Community Correctional Center, OCCC.
The current estimated cost is about $525 million. And, you know, obviously we'd be looking at geo bond funding is one option, and public-private partnership is the other, where we would engage a private sector partner.
Funding will provide for the relocation and construction of a new, smaller $17 million animal quarantine station at the site. Another $40 million has been appropriated to expand the Women's Community Correctional Center in Kailua. Public Safety Department Director Nolan Espinda says the goal is the most efficient use of resources.
Currently, the capacity at OCCC is 954. Today's population count was 1,222. The new institution we're planning on is for 1,335 inmates. We want it to be as economically and efficiently designed as possible to keep down the primary cost of running an institution, which is manpower.
OCCC is currently staffed by 411 adult corrections officers and 150 civilian employees. The new facility would not require additional staff or layoffs. Department of Accounting and General Services Comptroller Roderick Becker says the target completion date for the $500 million construction project is 5 years.
The midpoint of construction is 2022, and completion of the facility should be in 2023. At that point, we would be transferring the inmates to the new facility.
Governor Ige says once funding is secured and construction begins, he will engage in talks with community and development partners to work out a future plan for the old OCCC Dillingham Pu'uhale property.
Moving OCCC to Halava frees up the land along the rail route to be used for new economic development, affordable housing, and open space as envisioned by the Kalihi community.
The new jail will not affect the more than 1,700 inmates currently housed at mainland facilities. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.